B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Eddie George walking up right now.
Oh, come on in, Eddie George.
Eddie George walking up.
He's got a smoking my favorite cigar. He's got a white label Monte Cristo. That's my cigar he's smoking.
Philly Zone.
Oh, man. Eddie, you look like I can give you the rock tomorrow.
Yeah, play. You can still play. Can you still play?
You keeping football shape?
No, hell no. This is a facade for my son. So when he tries to take the throne, I'm ready for that. My youngest is 17. Just had a growth spurt, so he's about 6'2", 250.
Uh-huh.
Wow. He's a wrestler.
Oh, he's a wrestler.
Yeah, so his ground game is nasty. So, I just try to stay in shape, just keep up with my boys. That's about it.
Well, you look good. Of course, Eddie Haley from Abington, PA. So,
right.
you know this area very well. You know how football-oriented it is.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like coming back here and playing in this Brian Dawkins charity tournament?
It's always great to come home. The last time I was here, unfortunately, was for my mother's funeral, who passed away last July 4th. But when I come home, it's always good to see the old stomping grounds. I get nostalgia when I drive past the city and go back by certain areas in North Hills and Abington and Mount Airy and Southwest Philly, kind of where I grew up, all over the place in Philadelphia. And to come back for Brian Dawkins, one, you come back for a Hall of Famer. I mean, when he says, hey, can you come back and support my initiative to play in golf and help me raise money and awareness for my foundation, absolutely. Two, I had to come back and get a cheesesteak. Every time I come down, I had to get a cheesesteak. And this morning, they had cream-dried beef.
Oh, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
Beef? They don't have that down where you are?
No. My grandmother makes
it
all the time. So I come home for good eating, good vibes, and I love turning on sports radio to hear you guys bash the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers. You know, I love sports radio.
Tell me about growing up in this area and what sports you followed.
Back when I was here, it was Suburban One Football. So this was Chamonix, North Penn, CB mm-hmm. West reigned supreme.
Yes, they did.
They used to dominate the state.
But you left Abington, right?
I left Abington my junior year.
Well, they must have cried crocodile tears when you left.
Here's the thing. That team that I left was loaded. I don't think I probably would have started if I stayed at Abington.
You know, really?
Sean Wooden back then was like player of the year in the state, who played running back and went to Notre Dame. Taz Orlina was in the backfield. I mean, the team at Abington was pretty loaded, and we would have had a nice little run. I think had I stayed, we might have beat in CB West that year.
Let me dazzle you. The head coach was Doug Moister.
Yes, Doug.
Uh huh.
Yes, sir.
Look at that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I go way back to those schools back in the day. So were you an Eagle fan, or were you were?
I grew up an Eagle fan. I grew up a Sixer fan. Charles Barkley was one of my favorite players growing up. Of course, Dr. J, Moses Malone, and Andrew Toney, and all the boys from back in the day. Spagnolia, Jaws, Mike Quick. Clyde Simmons is on my staff at Tennessee State, coaching defensive line.
Okay.
So grew up loving all Philly sports when I grew up here. I mean,
About this area? Because you spent so much time in Tennessee. Tell me what's different about the football fan here.
Oh, God. it's brutal. I mean, listen, I had the opportunity to play in the Vet. I used to sell hot chocolate in the Vet. Philadelphia fans are extremely passionate. And if you walk in that stadium with an opposing jersey on, don't be a Dallas fan or a Giant fan in the stadium, because you will get tossed up out of there, literally on your neck. I mean, you know, they had a jail or a courtroom in the old Vet. So, you know, Philadelphia fans are very passionate. And when they get on you, they get on you.
What do you think that is about? What is it about this area that brings out that kind of passion that you wouldn't see necessarily in other areas?
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Well, you know, you think about the city of Philadelphia, it's blue collar, it's hardworking, no nonsense, it's not fluff, it's not Hollywood, it's not a lot of pizzazz to it, it's meat and potatoes, it is what it is. And I think it's just the how passionate the fans are in terms of when they have a great sense of pride about the city that they represent. And they want whatever team to represent that identity. You know, hard-nosed, tough, hard-working, grinded out, mentally tough. All those things, you know, that kind of resembles who they are. And that's what makes it so interesting. I think Philadelphia fans enjoy, again, getting on sports radio to talk bad about every, they'll find something.
No, you're right about that. It's like a release for them.
And we're
proud to be the releaser for them. Let me ask you about running backs in the NFL because you know the power back kind of like you established that power back running style, and then the league kind of went away with it. And it looks like it's coming back to that. When you see the evolution of running backs in the NFL, what do you see?
How they're, I think, first of all, undervalued. When you look around the league, you don't see that many, I guess, established running backs. They're more by committee, more guys that are utility players, specialists. Very rarely will you see the running back that's getting the ball 30 times a game.
That like you did.
Like I did. Back when I played, just in our division, the black and blue division, in the early 90s, mid-90s to the 2000s, when it was Tennessee or the Houston Oilers, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Jacksonville. And all of us had a decent running back or a damn good running back on one of those teams. Jerome Bettis, Fred Taylor, Corey Dillon. You had Jamal Lewis at Baltimore. So it was for grown men only. You had to have a back in those divisions. And you think about my era, you had Curtis Martin, Marshall Faulk, Priest Holmes. Every single team believed in running the football. You had to have a special guy back there that can tote it 30 in and 30 out.
You look like you know worse for the wear.
How do you feel? Because you look like look like you can play. How do you
feel? We have Brian Westbrook on the show a lot, and he's, you know, he's walking around. You've delivered punishment, I think.
I tried to deliver, and I received it too. But, I still feel the aches and pains. I just had shoulder surgery in February where a bone spur about the size of a golf ball was in my shoulder, severed my bicep tendon, tore it while I was working out. And that's why I can't really hit the driver right now. That's my excuse. it's been, I'm coaching now. I'm a head coach at Tennessee State. And
best of luck down there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and quickly on the Eagles, I don't know how much attention you pay to what they're doing, but let me ask you about the quarterback situation.
Well, A.J. Brown just came.
And A.J. Brown, that's right, A.J.'s here. The Jalen Hurts factor, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that he has a tremendous upside. When I watched the playoff game, it showed where he can have some growth. I mean, they're going to force you to make plays in this league at quarterback. You have to be able to make plays in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, if you want to be a championship team. And I think that's what you kind of learn. He's got to get more weapons around him. And again, it goes back to turning around and handing the ball off to a running game or running back by committee that can take the pressure off of you. I think he's a dynamic talent. He gets outside the pocket, can make things happen with his legs. And he's got an arm that, you know, you can really hone in on his accuracy. But for the most part, I think the pieces are in place. You bring in A.J. who was tremendous for the Tennessee Titans the last few years. Big-time playmaker. If he can stay healthy, I think this team could be dangerous.
Awesome. Show that cigar to the people up here. All right, and Jen and Tyra.
Mike's so jealous.
This is a Monte Cristo white label.
White label.
I believe it. Is that a Churchill you got?
Churchill, yeah.
Yeah, he's rocking a Churchill. Now that's a man who knows cigars right
there. There you go.
All right, listen, man. Thanks.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Thanks for stopping by.
You guys do an amazing job.
Thank you. Thanks. Eddie George, the great Eddie George.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.